2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. One treasure, one God, one power, one gift, one ministry, one purpose. Verse 7. But we have this treasure. You notice the treasure is singular. Mm-hmm. One treasure. There are not two, there's not three. There's one treasure. That one treasure is in earthen vessels, plural. We are the earthen vessels. There are many of us, but only one treasure. That the excellency of the power, one power, not many, one power, may be of God, singular, God, and not of us, plural. Many of us, many earthen vessels, one treasure, one God, one power, one gift, one ministry, and one purpose. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, every person, that's plural, has received the gift, singular, one gift.
Cool.
Even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. One gift with manifold, many ways of expressing itself. But one gift, one treasure, many vessels, one power, one God, many of us, one purpose. Verse 10, 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 10. Oh, we'll just start at 7 and read down.
Verse 7?
Yeah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. That, and here's the purpose, one purpose, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. You know, I did a Google search for Christian purpose, and I got 1,680,000 hits.
Uh-huh.
And I started scrolling through and looking. Everybody has an idea and has this great plan for what the purpose of Christianity is. This is the one purpose.
Yeah.
that Jesus may live his life through us. That's what that treasure is. That's what our power is. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Our only hope of glory is Christ in us. Our only purpose is Christ in us. The treasure is Christ in us. The power is Christ in us. The one gift is Christ in us. Our one ministry is His ministry, Christ in us. Our one purpose is to allow Him to live His life through us. Verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. 1 and only 1.